Hello and welcome to the next episode of the next episode.
Hello, welcome to Leeds. This is it's a Tuesday evening and it's
Tuesday afternoon.
Evening afternoon. It's looking pretty sunny outside as well, so we've got a nice day for our show today. We're going to be talking about electronic today. So if you didn't hear us last week, we were talking a little bit about hip hop, looking at it from start to finish. And you can catch that up on Audio Boom on our podcast. But today we're looking at electronic music, and I think we're both quite excited about
yes.
it.
Yes. So, music is an art form whose medium is sound and silence. And electronic music uses electronic instruments to make those sound and silences.
You can tell he's excited. He's got his nice shirt on today. That's how excited Ricky is. Well, I think, go on, Ricky, why don't you introduce the first song we're going to be playing?
So, we're going to kick things off with where electronic music really branched into popular culture, some would say, with Kraftwerk.
Right, let's kick it off with that then. Hello, if you're just joining us, this is Leeds at Leeds Student Radio, and this is James and Ricky from the next episode. So if you've heard that last song that we've been playing, you might think it was a bit odd, but we're having a look today at electronic music and seeing it from start to finish.
Yes, so each week we will be venturing down a different avenue of music and travelling through time to see how that genre progressed.
Yeah, Ricky's really getting into the the sentiment behind this week.
So yeah, as James said, this is electronic, in case you didn't guess. You might hear in the background now, that was Kraftwerk, and this is Kraftwerk as well. So somebody, don't know if somebody, anyone recognises that, yeah.
Exactly, I was about to say, you might recognise the little jingle there.
Should we leave them to guess? We can fill you in later where that came from.
Yeah, go on then.
So that was Kraftwerk, yeah, that was 1978, I believe. But before that, I wanted to talk about two women who were involved in really establishing electronic music and pioneering it in a way. One of them was called Daphne Oram. She worked at the BBC as a balancing engineer. She joined during World War II when a lot of the male staff were away at war. And she was one of the first people to realise the potential that recording on tape had. So after work, she would stay through the night experimenting with tape, looping, cutting it and mixing it. And eventually, she left the BBC, but she eventually made this machine, which is now known, that technique for recording electronic music was known as Aramix. And it was a drawn sound technique where you would draw on tape, and as the tape reeled over the machine, it would read the waves that you drew on the tape and make a noise. So that was really interesting, I thought.
Interesting.
We've actually got one of her songs from like the 60s, or I think it might have even been the 50s. We'll show you that later.
We will. We'll go straight into our next one here. So we've got we got the Human League and it's Being Bald. So we'll tell you a little bit of that, a little bit around it.
Okay, ready. Let's do it.
So the Human League are a band from Sheffield.
Yeah, indeed, Ricky's very happy about
that. I'm also from Sheffield, so I'm very proud of them.
And this was actually, it was one of the first mainstream British singles to use entirely electronic instruments.
And it was also recorded in a factory, I think, which you can kind of hear. It sounds really industrial, I think.
It's got
same year as Kraftwerk, as the song we played before as well.
It was indeed.
Stop your Sarika.
That was The Human League with Being Boiled. And this little intro here is ME to Gary Numan, who was who's one of the pioneers of commercial electronic music. And this song is actually told from the perspective of the last machine on Earth. So listen out to that, see if you can recognise that. I couldn't myself.
Lonely.
That was Gary Numan with Emmy.
It was indeed.
And I just want to go back to what I was talking about earlier with Daphne Oram. So, like I said, she worked at the BBC, and while she was there, she was given a budget to establish the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. She left, and it was actually a woman called Delia Derbyshire who was responsible later on, about 20 years later in 1963, for creating the Doctor Who theme tune, which you can hear now.
And we all recognise it, don't we?
It's, we all recognise
that. You can tell, actually, it's a lot more electronic than it is now.
Yeah. apparently, the bass line for this was created by plucking a single string and manipulating it, which is quite interesting. Even more interesting, and even a good link, I would say, is that we just had the Human League on before Gary Numan, and the first incarnation of the Human League used to cover this theme tune at their live gigs.
Well, there we go.
There we go.
Bringing it all back round.
Bringing it all back.
So, and then after that, we had, after the Human League, we had Gary Numan. So he, as I said before, considered one of the pioneers of commercial electronic music, and that was from his album, The Pleasure Principles, which it reached the UK number one album chart, and it had 100,000 plus sales. And for one of the sort of first electronic artists coming through into Britain, it was a good feat by him. And just a little bit about around him as well. He was a positive atheist, and he tried to incorporate his anti-religious motifs into his songs. And that's something to listen to. He was also a Thatcherite, which he then went back against. He said he regretted mentioning it because he said that his politics didn't have anything to do with his music, which I suppose makes sense. It's just an interesting thing. And I suppose we've just had a little look at him, and he was sort of British electronic music. It would lead quite well into something like New Order. So there's still electronic music, probably more synth pop, and we can see how it branches out.
It's no problem in mind, but it's a problem I find. Living a life
New Order.
So New Order were sort of a split off, I suppose, from Joy Division. Not quite a split off. So it followed from the suicide of lead singer Ian Curtis. Mm-hmm. And then there's the formation of New Order. So it consisted of Peter Hook and Morris from the and Summer from
the Leftovers.
The leftovers.
You could call them.
Yeah, you could indeed.
But yeah, New Order were heavily inspired by Kraftwerk, actually. They've got one song called Crafty, which we kind of presumed was about Kraftwerk, which would make sense.
We took a stab in the dark.
And Blue Monday, which you can hear in the background now, actually samples a Kraftwerk song called Uranium.
Oh, well, so it does. We thought, because between this song and the next song we're going to play, there's sort of quite a sizable gap in time, we thought we'd bridge that together with a little bit of a quiz.
All right, here he goes.
And instead of doing just a boring old quiz, we thought we'd do electronic or no electronic. So I've got three names of real electronic artists or bands and two made up ones. And Ricky here is going to have to guess which ones are made up and which ones are the real ones. So apologies for all the electronic buffs out there. These might not be as scarcely known as I'm hoping, but... right, so we'll kick it off.
Sure, it will be to me.
Bronski Beat.
Bronski Beat.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to hear all the options first?
No.
Bronski Beat.
Let's take it one at a time. Let's not confuse ourselves.
Okay.
And I'm meant to guess if that's an electronic artist or not.
Yeah.
I don't think you could have made that up, so okay. I'm going to say yes, that is an electronic artist.
Okay, fine.
Do you want to tell me if I'm right, or are we going to save that till the end? Tell me now.
I'll tell you now. That one was correct.
Yeah.
That's a genuine all electronic right. artist. Okay. Her Majesty the Queen.
I also feel like you wouldn't have made that up just because it just sounds like, I don't know why you would think that would sound like an electronic band, so yeah, I'm going to say that's real.
Unfortunately, Ricky, that one is false.
You made that up.
It shows the creativity of my mind.
Okay.
Next one, Infected Mushroom.
Infected Mushroom.
Yes.
Yeah, I could see that. That could be a...
You can't just say yes to all of them, Ricky. It's going to...
Infected Mushroom. It sounds like a 90s rave thing.
But it is a real electronic artist. So,
it is.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is.
All right.
But you can't just say yes to
it. No, I'm not, but two out of three.
Two out of three, you're fine there. Postal Service.
I've heard of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, then that leaves the last one, which I was really proud of that I made up. Well, shout out to the chemistry building, because I saw it when I walked through. It was X-ray crystallography. I thought, you know what?
I would have said no.
That sounds as electronic as it gets. But yeah, that was.
That was hip hop or no, electronic or no electronic.
And Ricky's getting mixed up on our weeks. That was electronic or no electronic. So we'll go into our next song. And it's a Massive Attack song.
It's massive.
It is massive.
It's a massive track.
It is Teardrop.
Thank you. You're listening to Leeds Student Radio.
Tweet us on @ThisIsLSR.
That was Massive Attack with Teardrop.
It was indeed. And so Massive Attack, not necessarily purely electronic music. They went
trip-hop, we believe.
It was trip-hop indeed. Mm.
It's quite sad, isn't it, that we keep like naming these genres like...
You can't crowbar them all into the one. But no, I wonder if it has any reference to hip-hop, which is what we did last week.
Maybe.
And it's a question we leave unanswered. So this is the intro for LCD.
Sound system. Yeah.
All My Friends.
I love this band. I think they're great. This isn't the most electronic of their songs, but it's a good one. If you don't know them, definitely check it out. Yeah. All right. I've no idea what that was, but James really wanted to play it.
It's from the No 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 Cat video.
So that was LCD Sound System with All My Friends. It's 7 minutes long, so we had to cut it short, which is really sad.
We'd love to have played it, but...
Yeah, but we're going to try and fit in as many songs as we can. We've actually got a lot of post-2010 songs, but I suppose that's just because we...
Because we like them.
We like them, yeah.
So we were just told, pretty naively on our part, that so Gary Newman's doing some... We played him earlier. He did the song which has the sample in...
Emmy, he did. Emmy. We played Emmy, and his big hit is... Cars.
He
has
a
residency
London,
at the Forum in London on October this weekend, actually. And he's also playing Manchester Academy on the 24th, so I don't know if tickets are still available, but
if you get the chance, worth a go.
This is Electric Youth with A Real Hero from
Featuring College. It's from the Drive soundtrack. Yeah. It's fantastic. Right, so this intro is Genesis by Grimes.
This was 2012, this album. I think she's got a new one on the way as well. She announced today that it's going to be called an art angel, something along those lines.
I can't remember. She's playing lead soon at the Beckett, so it's worth going to.
La mejor estación de radio estudiantil en Leeds.
This is
Leeds Student Radio.
That was Grimes of Genesis. This is James Blake.
Wilhelm Scream.
That was James Blake, still is James Blake, with Wilhelm Scream. That's from his debut album, self-titled album. You might know the song Limit to Your Love if you're not a James Blake fan.
There's a limit to your love.
There you go. The Limit to Your Love is a cover of a Fife song, and that song you just heard, Wilhelm Scream, is actually a cover of a song by his dad, who was also a musician.
Talented family.
It's called Wilhelm Scream because Wilhelm Scream apparently is a sound effect used in films for explosions and gunshots.
You heard it here first.
Well,
maybe. So up next we've got 2 weeks by FKA Twigs.
FKA Figs.
I know it hurts.
quench that thirst. I can just say you're lonely. I say you think about it, 'cause you're the only one who resonates. That chase mouth open like
FKA Twigs
with 2 weeks.
It was indeed. So for the next part of the show, we really wanted to play a Jamie XX song, but we couldn't decide which one we should play.
So we did what any normal radio presenters would do, and we decided we'd flip a coin.
Exactly. But we thought we couldn't deprive you guys as listeners from that experience, so we're going to do that now,
live on air. Should we say which song's which? So
Ricky's gone. Ricky, you introduce yours.
So I wanted to play Gosh. Off the new album, and James, you wanted to play...
I wanted to play Far Nearest. It was his first...
EP.
First EP released, but anyway, we'll get on with it. So, Ricky, what are you calling?
I'm going to say Heads.
Okay.
Here we go. And it is Heads. Ladies and gentlemen,
gutted.
This is going to be Gosh by Jamie XX, but before we play it, we're going to say goodbye, because it's the end of our time here.
It will be.
I mean, not forever. We'll be back next week, every Tuesday at 3 p.m.
And we're going to be playing a bit of R&B for you next week.
Oh, James just decided that
just
for us.
We're going to be
that
doing
wasn't a mutual decision.
We're going to do some R&B, and we're going to enjoy it, Ricky.
If you say so. Well, thank you so much for listening.
Right, thanks very much, guys. Tune in next week.
God.